Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
9:38, 22 before 10, I saw our next guest, our friend on TV last night, and I was excited to see that. Norma Jean Matei, professor of engineering at UNO and a past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Good morning, Norma.
Good morning, Tommy. I'm sorry, I've lost my voice, so I sound a little froggy.
Oh, it sounds fine to me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Tell me about the collapse at the site of the Grand Hotel, of the Hard Rock Hotel, and I'm choosing my words there because it's not really the Hard Rock Hotel. Have you any idea, and I don't want you to speculate on this because you really can't, but in terms of similar things that have happened around the country, is there any commonalities that you have found between this and other things that have happened?
Well, that's what once they complete the search and rescue portion of what they're doing, they'll go in and continue stabilizing the structure so that they can start doing some of that forensic work to try and figure out exactly what happened. Actually, they more than likely have their experts taking a look at those videos that people have taken and also interviewing some of the contractors, workers who were on site who might have knowledge. They might not even know they have knowledge of some evidence of what might have caused that initial failure that then cascaded into a series of subsequent failures that took down a part of a building under construction.
Would pancaking be an appropriate term here or not?
I think house of cards or pancaking, yes. You see those. If you go and don't do this, don't get too close, but if you take a look at the photos or some of the drone footage, you can see those slabs laying on top of each other in not horizontal position. And they're not supposed to be lying on top of each other in that tilted position. It's just that everything came down and finally rested on part of the structure that was able to support this very unexpected loading.
And just to be clear, we're in no way, at least I am in no way, comparing this to the magnitude of 9/11. But in terms of the collapse of the Twin Towers, we saw the floors pancake evenly, right? So a reason why that would not have happened here would be?
Well, we don't know what this type of failure was. There was a lot of investigation into actually what caused the structural failures of the towers after the airplane collisions. And the fire on a certain flooring system. So you've got jet fuel that was on fire. So changes to the codes have occurred since that disaster, based on information gathered from those failures.
And again, that was perhaps a very poor comparison, because that building had been around for a long time. This is new construction. I was just wondering in terms of the entire floor giving away. Do you have any idea? Well, let's do Concrete 101 first. We're talking to Norma Jean Matei, professor of engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. In my limited construction background, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, concrete is very strong in terms of compression, but not so strong in terms of expansion. Is that accurate?
It's very strong in compression, but not strong in tension.
In tension. Okay. Wait, what?
So if you're squashing it, it can handle a lot of compressive force. But if you're pulling it apart, it will crack.
That's what I meant. So along those lines also, concrete is not concrete. They have all different types of things that you can put in it, agents that make it, how can I phrase this, that account for climate, right? And applications where they want it to dry quicker, correct?
Right. You're curing concrete because when you first place fresh concrete, it's fluid. You want it to be fluid because where you expect tension, you put steel. Steel is very good in tension. So that slab was not just concrete. It was reinforced concrete, and the reinforcements typically steel, some type of a steel cable or steel rebar.
So when you talked about concrete curing, and I also noticed that you said placing. For people that have never worked construction, you never pour concrete, you place it. But in terms of that, do you have any idea how long the concrete had been there or poured? Because concrete continues to set and dry out or cure throughout its entire life, does it not?
You're right. We typically, in a plain vanilla concrete mixture, we would call the 28-day strength the design strength. But you can accelerate and get stronger strength sooner by adding admixtures. And your 28-day strength is that strength required to hold up all the loads once the structure is complete and in operation, so that you've got all of your, you've got people, you've got furniture, you've got the walls. That's a lot of extra load. The difference in construction is typically the loads are less, but you don't even have all of your structural elements in place that need to be in place in order to hold up those expected loads that will be placed on the structure once it's in operation. So construction has to occur in certain sequences. You have to hold up that fresh concrete with its reinforcement until it reaches a certain required strength before you can remove some of those supports that are temporarily there to allow the concrete to hit that mark. So I don't know what type of construction or what type of reinforcement was used in the slabs in the this particular structure, or even if that has anything to do with the failures that we've seen.
We talked to David Hammer before in the investigative team at Channel 4, and I believe he said Katie Moore discovered it first. But there's talk about this pool that they say was lifted atop the building, or at least placed where I guess it would go on that floor wherever they were. In these situations, and again, not this one because you don't know, but could there be a point where everything is fine and then there's just that one, and I'm saying relatively little bit of weight in terms of the pool that just tips it over and that's it, that's the breaking point?
Well, if what was supposed to be supporting that empty pool, because the pool is going to be much heavier once filled with water, water's heavy, that empty pool once put in place had to be set in place with all of those components that were needed to support the just empty dead weight of that pool. And if something was out of sync with the construction sequencing, that possibly could have been that one initiating factor that set this series of failures in motion.
So when you have a home built, you want the inspector to come by before the walls are closed up, make sure everything's done according to code. I would think in a situation like this, it is an inspection on steroids almost, right? There are so many things to check.
Yeah, you've got a whole bunch of subs working in on different things, and they're doing these things. It's like a ballet dance where everybody's got to do their part at the right time. And there's people that are actually making sure that things are happening when they're supposed to be before that next critical piece is put in place. And so this is processes and procedures that have been established in order to safely construct.
So, and I hope to God they find the person alive, although the odds of that are not real good right now. I would think in terms of any kind of demolition, that has to wait, first of all, for that, because you don't want to destroy anything that has any human remains in it. And secondly, how do you go about putting this puzzle back together? And let's start with the cranes, because, you know, the crane company thought, or at least the city thought one thing, and the crane company came in and said, absolutely not. What do you do? Would you, first of all, do you even touch anything until the inspection is done? Because I would think if there's any negligence involved and somebody's died, that would almost be a crime scene, would it not?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a crime scene, but you would definitely want to have all of your, from my point of view, my perspective, I'm not that, I'm more interested in the forensics involved in ascertaining why the initial failure and then the sequences that occurred then occurred, because often what you want to do as a structural engineer is design a structure so that if you have one small failure, the rest of the structure can behave at least safely. It might deflect, but not deflect unsafely. And the issues with construction is you don't have all of those pieces and parts in place yet. That's what you're doing. You're putting the tinker. You're erecting this thing piece by piece.
I saw you out there yesterday on the news, as I said earlier. From what you've seen, when finally, I guess, the demolition and cleanup takes place, would the Society of Engineers, or would it be up to code to leave the bottom part of that building intact, or would it be a start all over kind of thing?
Well, it depends, again, on what the issue is. So to me, just looking at the videos, the drone footage that's available, it looked like the initiation, that initiating failure started at the top and then caused a series of other subsequent failures that ultimately then were stopped because the structure below was able to handle that unanticipated additional weight. It doesn't look like it's any type of a foundation failure, because those typically start showing issues at the bottom, and this was not at the bottom. It doesn't look like it's a systemic materials issue. So if they got materials that were subpar and it's systemic, you'd have to take the building down. Because it would be really hard to go in and patch. But if it's just a small area that had some issues with material strengths, you can remove that small. We're not talking small area here.
Right. Let me jump ahead, Ruth, if you can give me a 10-second answer. Would weather have anything to do with this in terms of wind, temperature, anything?
I wasn't even in the state. I was at a convention, so I don't know if it was windy or rainy on Saturday, but it possibly could have.
Okay. Thank you, Norma Jean. I appreciate it. I really do. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, as the story progresses. Norma Jean Matei, our friend, professor of engineering at UNO, and a past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers, and you got to know your stuff to achieve that office. We'll be back, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.